Hello.
Hi, this is D'Amico calling from customer support. How may I help you today?
Hi, is this from that what's the company? Oh my goodness.
I'm a third-party call center, and we just help with accounts.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I was received a charge. So only for like $67 and 30 something cents, and I didn't authorize a charge in that amount.
Okay, can I get your zip code to pull your account up?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Can I get your zip code to pull your account up?
Sure, it's 11741.
Okay, bear with me 1 second. Can I get your first and last name?
Sure, Janine Mark Anthony.
Okay,
Janine.
gotcha.
Okay, thank you.
Bear with me
But
1 second while your account loading.
okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Buddy, honey, stop hanging on me. Go look at all your ornaments on your tree. Ooh, nice.
It's okay.
Sorry.
My kids do that too.
He's true. He's always talking. Always telling me something. Look at this. Look at that. Look at this.
Okay, I have your account pulled up.
Okay, thank you.
Let's see. It seems like you enter into a sweepstakes to win a kitchen, some type of kitchenware
Right. And I was
for
told that I would
finance.
be charged $3.99, and then that I was charged $5 and something. So I was like, okay, that's it. But now there's a $67.34 charge on the account too.
Okay, bear with me 1 second. Let's see. And look. Let me review your account for 1 second. Hold on.
You didn't stop that, buddy. No, don't cut me off. Okay, I'll put them back. Okay.
Okay, it seems like they charge you. Oh, it was a sweepstakes. So what it was, since it was a trial basis, and they charge you $5.74 for shipping and handling. And seemed like they, since you didn't call back within 5 to 7 business days,
Wait, I only did this 2 days ago.
I know. And it seems like they it states here in there on, let me see if I can pull this app up. Hold on 1 second. The website you went to. Maybe that let me
And then
see.
it said to me, it would not be, my credit card information would not be saved, and I would not be, I wouldn't receive any other charges. So,
Lord. That's why I don't shop online. If I can't get it from the
yeah.
store, it ain't
I
happening.
know. And I was stupid because I usually don't even do those, but I was like, all right, for $3, I'll do it for sweepstakes and whatever, you know, but.
Okay. It was like claim your kit. Oh, you went on a claim your kitchen aid today. And then here it says in the terms and conditions, this is what it says here in terms and conditions. And a lot of people don't read the terms and conditions.
I thought I did, but I guess I missed a line.
It said congratulations on being permitted to enter the giveaway. We'll select one customer out of every 1,000 entries. So it's like it's basically if you when you did that and if you would have won, you would have got the KitchenAid set, mixer set, and then and it would have been shipped to you. But it seemed like it entered you into the contest, and then it's like it said within 24 to 48 hours, if you didn't cancel, it will automatically enroll you into a monthly of $67 and 32, yeah, $67.32 a month for another entry. And then it states here that it will also add a, when you enrolled into the membership, it would enrolled you also into their factory direct savings store.
Okay. I didn't even get any emails or anything to confirm it or any way to contact them to cancel it. So I don't even know how to go about doing that because I don't want
it. Yeah, because it states it's a cancel order at any time. If you wish to cancel the order, please contact 5585-756-5736 and a refund will be issued to you.
Is that the number I called? No,
and refund will be granted and posted to your account within 5 to 7 business days.
Okay, so what's the number again?
You're gonna call us back. So you might as well. I can cancel this for you.
Yes, please do. It's the same number, right? That I just called. Okay.
It probably is.
Okay.
Or it would ring us to us. You know,
okay.
We may have several different numbers, but I'm canceling this for you.
Thank you.
And let's see. Okay, I got that one canceled.
And that all that stuff came up after you had no choice but to, like, after you already hit continue, like, okay, I'll do this.
So before you hit continue, you should have scrolled down a little bit. You should have went down a little bit further where it'd be
okay.
Having the copyright because they do try to put it, like, where you can't pay attention to it. So
okay.
That's what it looked like it did. It got it down here up under the copyright 2022 True Product for Less. And then they have a customer number, and underneath it, got the terms and conditions, privacy, and policy, and then it got contact us. So
okay. Because I did read, like, I clicked on some of the links that were in there before, but I guess that wasn't for, I don't know. It is what it is. I just, you would like to cancel.
Oh, I'm doing that now for you.
Thank you. Hi, baby, you're eating? Good job. Did you want to do a fist bump? Sorry, Jeff.
I can offer you 50% back.
I don't understand. 50% back, it's only been 2 days now. Oh, maybe this morning was 48 hours. Well.
Okay, let's see. Cancel it. And I can give you 50% back of that. And Would you like that?
I want a full refund, honestly. I want all of it back.
Let's see. I'm gonna have to talk to my supervisor about this.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am. I'm talk to my supervisor, and I'm gonna fully refund you as a one-time courtesy.
Thank you.
I'm finna do that right now, and you should receive this back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. Okay, I have that all taken care of. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
That is all. Thank you so much for your help.
You are so welcome. And you happy Thanksgiving and belated Thanksgiving. Happy Merry Christmas.
You too.
You too. You have a blessed one.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.